Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right, welcome back, everyone, to another Literary Escape Book Club discussion. And we are heading into book two of the Hidden Bay series, Perilous Tides. But before we dive into a book discussion, we have our fun question to kick us off. So, Jessica, in your experience, which setting tends to weave faith more naturally into the story, historical or contemporary? And does one feel more authentic to you?
I would say historical.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah. Because it just seems like they're able to weave it in better. Like, I don't, like, in, back then it just seemed like going to church and doing all that just was how it was done. Like, they could weave it in more.
Mm-hmm. Whether you believed when you went to church or not,
yeah,
it was just an expectation.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. So,
but not everybody. I mean,
yeah,
I think we would be surprised if we were to travel back in time how many didn't. I just think there's a lot less today, unfortunately.
Yes.
It's always great to be plugged into a church. I mean,
mm-hmm.
especially one that's alive and sticking to God's word. And yeah, I would agree. I think historical can, but I've read some contemporary that does a really good job too, but I just think the setting, you're right, it probably lends itself a little bit more to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Actually, if any of you disagree with us or you share the same opinion as us, be sure to let us know in the comments as well. All right. So this is Perilous Tides. 3 years after her mother's suspicious death, forensic artist Joe Cottrell is in hiding working at a storm-watching lodge along the Washington coast. When her father sends her a disturbing and cryptic message, Jo leaves the safety of the lodge to find him. But during the ferry crossing, Jo witnesses a murder and becomes a target. More surprising to Jo than being in danger is the identity of the person who steps in to protect her. None other than her ex, former Green Beret, Cole Mercer. Now a private investigator, Cole has been looking into her mother's death. If he can just uncover the truth, maybe Jo can end her self-imposed captivity, and the two of them can pick up the pieces and build a future together. As Cole and Jo search for answers, the past pushes in like a dangerous tide before the truth can be revealed. Okay, we get Cole back because at the end of book one, we realize he's
likes Joe.
Yes. Yeah. Love it. All right. So this is crazy. Joe witnesses a murder right off the bat at the start of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's attacked, wakes up in a car with the dead body in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the car's pushed off the ferry into the water. And she tries to escape, but she's trapped because they've zip tied her foot to like the gas pedal or something like that. All right, then her hero shows up to rescue her. Oh, thank you, Cole, for being there. Did you enjoy that intense beginning, and what would you do if you were Joe?
Oh, I love the intense beginning because it got you hooked right away.
Mm-hmm.
When I was reading it and she realized, like, the cars were kind of shifting on the ferry and realized she was the only one left sitting in her car. The others, like, I thought, why didn't you just get out?
Yeah, the first place.
And then why did you not just keep walking up the stairs? You know, like, but I love the intense, but being stuck in that car, I don't know. Luckily he was there.
I mean, she was trying to find ways to get out and do, and you naturally, your body fights to survive. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just naturally built into us, right? But I don't know. I feel like I would have panicked to the point that even with Cole there, I probably would have still drowned because I don't like...
Mm-hmm.
Because of me almost drowning when I was, like, 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
I do not like going underwater
yeah. at all.
Not even in the shower. I don't like my face, like, in the spray. So I just feel like panic would have mm-hmm. taken over.
Yeah.
And I would have been...
I think maybe zip-tying your leg to the pedal was extreme.
Yeah. But apparently they thought it through, like, well, if she wakes up and she can get out, now she can't get out. But yeah. they didn't anticipate Cole, our hero, coming
mm-hmm.
in.
Yes.
Which we love. Of course, he didn't know she was in the car. So when he gets under, he does not like going in the water either because of his experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more, I think, later on. But his experience with Remy. Remember, because he dove into the water after out of the yeah. helicopter, and it didn't bother him then, but I think what bothers him is the fact when he dove in the water, all of his special ops team died in the helicopter mm-hmm. when it blew up above him, and he mm-hmm. thought they were right behind him, but yeah. they weren't. So, anyways, then they're coming home. He's following her home. Cole is following her home. But there's a vehicle that got between them and is trying to push her off the road. And she ignores Cole's calls because she's trying to, like, just stay on the road. But would you have done the same thing that she did?
I would have tried to answer his call to see what he had to say or what yeah. he could do to help. That really irritated me. I was like, pick up the phone.
Yeah. But she's... Okay, so they were, like dating, and then he basically got called out to do black ops stuff, couldn't contact her for several months, wasn't allowed to talk about it, share anything. No one had to know that he was there doing what he was doing, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So then she thinks, like, oh, we were dating, and then he just ghosted me for several mm-hmm. months. And so she's mad at him, which is part of why she didn't pick up that phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, all of a sudden, now he's back, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So... I know. I think I would have picked it up, too, because I just would have been panicking about, what do I do? Do I stop? Do I try to pull over? Because Cole wasn't too far behind her at
right,
that point.
Right, right. So. Mm-hmm.
What did you think about Braden Sanders when you met him? I personally think he lacked bedside manners, especially when he said she should already be dead.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, everything going on, yeah. right? And then when they were in the museum and he wasn't there right away to help, did you put him on your suspect list?
I was beginning to wonder on that. Because, like, in the beginning, I was like, do you even care to help her?
Yeah.
Like, are you here to help or are you... Because there was different detectives. I'm like, or mm-hmm. are you just trying to... I don't care.
Yeah.
And then it was like, how could he not hear the guns going off in yeah. the room? I was kind of like, Cole, where were you at? Yeah. You were supposed to be standing right outside that
Not
door.
Not Cole, Braden. Cole no, was in there.
No, thinking what Cole was thinking. Like, why aren't you helping us? You were yeah. supposed to be standing right outside the door. You can't tell me you can't hear this.
Right. And I thought, oh my word, maybe he's one of the bad guys.
Yes.
He went right to my suspect list.
Yeah, he did. I didn't really care for him.
I didn't like him either. He's very direct.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, and he kind of treated her like a suspect and not a victim mm-hmm. at first, too.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, Joe realizes she is angry and resentful, and she asks God to help her let it go. Can you relate to her in this moment? Because she's dealing with, like, the mystery surrounding her mom's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And other people that are connected to her mother are being murdered. Her dad has taken off and gone into hiding because he is being mm-hmm. hunted just like Joe is. But Joe's really being hunted to get to her dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you relate to her struggling to let go of her anger and
mm-hmm.
resentment?
Yeah.
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 I would agree. I think we all deal with that. And I like how she had her turning to God to say, because really he's the only one that's going to help us let mm-hmm. that go. All right. I said we would talk about this. Cole is not a fan of water, and we kind of shared why already. But more than once, he dives in to save Joe. So the first time, literally, he didn't know it was her.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he saw it was her, he was like doing everything possible to get her out. And he got her out. And then he's chasing the assailant.
Mm-hmm.
And he hesitates for a split second and is like, no, I'm tired of him hunting the woman I love. I'm going down in there after him. So he dives in the water again, even though he doesn't. So what did you think about him at that point?
So brave. Because he could have been like, I can't do it again. I can't do this again. But he was really brave.
Mm-hmm. Our green beret.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I think you fall in love with him a little bit more when you realize, like, he's mm-hmm. pushing through that, like, PTSD to mm-hmm. keep her safe. And I was really shocked because I think it was Brayden then that was, like, this is where I also got scared because I didn't know if he was good guy, bad mm-hmm. guy. And he takes her back to the lodge. And she's like, well, I don't want to leave because I don't know if he's alive or not. And where mm-hmm. is he? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, listen, he's a Green Beret. He'll take care of himself. He's been trained for this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be back where it's safe. And she's like, I just can't believe he did that. Oh, you know, dove in and did that. And he's like, yeah, most guys will do that to protect the woman they love. And she was like, what? He loves me? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, all that. So anyways, I think Elizabeth keeps the romance light until near the end of the book. We kind of talked about that in book one.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus during the story is really on the mystery and suspense. Mm-hmm. So did you enjoy the light romance or would you have preferred to have a little more of that in the book?
I like the light romance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a light romance person.
Yes.
I prefer to have a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this one maybe had a few more of those tender moments just because they had a history. It's not like they were brand new to each mm-hmm. other, which kind of helps you because you can't just like throw two new people together and be like, oh, we're instantly in love.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's just not realistic for most people. Who were your suspects as you read? We talked about Brayden being one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any other suspects as you read?
Yeah. I was trying to see how much her dad was involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and they had that Merrick character. I think, did I have his name right? Merrick?
Yes.
He was a huge suspect.
Was there Mason?
A Mason Hyde?
Yes. Mason Hyde.
Mm.
And Merrick. I didn't think her dad was hurting her, but I was like, what is
How is he involved?
Like,
and yes. Yeah. So yeah, there were a handful of suspects mm-hmm. there. Real quick before we go into the ratings, so far in the series, who's your favorite hero and who's your favorite heroine?
Oh my.
From book one and two. So you have Storm Warning and Perilous Tides.
So just one from.
Yeah, it doesn't. They don't even have to be in the same book, no. But who's your favorite hero so far and who's your favorite heroine?
I like Cole. Probably Joe. What do you think?
I think Cole and Hawk are very similar, but it's probably because they're brothers. Mm-hmm. But I probably lean more towards Cole being my favorite. And favorite heroine? Yeah, I probably go with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So far. All right. What is the overall mystery level?
Latte.
Latte, agree. And suspense?
Latte.
Yes, she is so good at that mystery and suspense. What about inspiration?
Espresso and mocha.
Yeah, I would agree. Drama?
Latte.
There's so much drama. Mm-hmm. So many secrets. Oh my goodness. Romance?
Espresso.
Yeah.
Maybe mocha, but
I would say espresso. There's a little bit more woven in just simply because they were dating prior to. Overall, lasso rating of Perilous Tides.
Three.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3 as well. This book will have you hooked and hogtied. So that wraps up our discussion of Perilous Tides, which is the second book in Elizabeth Goddard's Hidden Bay series. And it's quite gripping, don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, it is quite a ride when you read this. So whether you're a longtime fan of Elizabeth's work or just discovering this series, we hope today's episode gave you an even more to chew on and maybe piqued your interest to try the series out, especially if you are a fan of mystery and suspense. You're going to love it. And if you've read Perilous Tides, we would love, love, love to hear from you. So drop a comment over on literaryscape.com for the blog post for this episode. But you can also connect with us on YouTube or Rumble. We're on both. Just look up Literary Escape. Or you can go to our Facebook or Instagram page and leave a comment there. And just remember, when you leave comments, the community truly comes alive so that we can all chat about these amazing books by these amazing authors. And if you want to stay in the loop on everything we're reading, discussing, and recommending here on the podcast, make sure you sign up for our newsletter that comes out every Friday. And all of that news will land in your inbox Friday morning each week with fresh literary goodness baked right in. You can sign up on any of the pages on our website at literaryscape.com. So what's coming next? We are heading into the third and final thrilling conclusion of the Hidden Bay series with Deadly Currents. The stakes are higher, the tension is tighter, and we cannot wait to dive in with you. So join us next week as we close out this series. Until then, happy and blessed reading. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.